This is an open letter to people that wait until they get to work to take a crap.
Oh, perfect.
Dear people that wait until they get to work to take a crap. Seriously? You couldn't do that at home? I mean, I can understand if it happens, it happens, but I'm talking about the people that make this part of their morning routine. Get up, shower, stop by Starbucks, get a coffee and a muffin, get to work, go into the bathroom, and crank out a big brown growler.
Chad.
Come on. Do it somewhere else, Stinky. This isn't your own personal fortress of solitude. I can see your shoes. We know it's you, Brad. And why at work? Personally, I like home court advantage. It just makes more sense to me. Everything's in its place, no one walking in on you. You don't have people telling you that you should probably go see a doctor. But if nature calls at work, it should be like a bank robbery. In and out and nobody gets hurt. Don't linger in there. You shouldn't spend your entire lunch hour. You shouldn't be hanging out like it's some sort of new lounge. And what's with all the noise? Try being a little more discreet. You've got newspapers, your briefcase is open with papers spread out on the floor. You're making phone calls and grunting. Trust me, no one believes your "I'm just doing some ab crunches" excuse. They know what's going on. And by the way, next time you're in there dropping a food baby, for the love of God, don't talk to me while you're doing it. I'm not homophobic, but I really don't want to talk to a guy while anything is going in or coming out of that particular area. And I don't know if you think no one knows it was you whenever they walk into the sealed tomb of creeping death you just left behind, but we do, and we tell everyone. Hey, ladies, did you see Ira? You want to know why he's sweating right now? Next time you got to drop a stink pickle and you're at work, just do what I do. Go down a couple of floors into the building where no one knows you, stink up their bathroom, don't flush, and then sneak back into your own floor and go back to work. Then sit back and laugh thinking about those idiots in accounting trying to figure out who left the hot Carl in the handicap stall. I like to call that move the brown ninja. Trust me, that'll make the people you do see at work on a daily basis much happier. I'm Galvin from the Cowhead Show, and this has been an open letter to people that wait until they get to work to take a crap.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.